This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started? Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being. When the operation of the machine becomes so orient, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Downright shady. the finer the food, it looks like a lady. So take it from there, Astro Bro, and say, yeah, we scored with that tranny yet, tossing a free throw into the net. Excuse me for this improper attempt at criminal abuse of poetry, a.k.a. hip-hop, on the scene of contemporary black ballet. Because women's basketball star Brittany Griner, the often cover girl of women's athletics, was really a man in drag, has been sitting inside a Moscow jail on a drug charge for his attempt back in February to board a plane with vials of cannabis oil. Got that? Possessing the essence of marijuana inside a glass tube is a criminal offense across most of the world, except for your country, with no exception, not even a rock star. A-list actors and sports figures. Cannabis possession for medical use, meaning in small quantities, is illegal in 37 states of the United States, but banned at the federal level. The American woman basketball player was arrested in February during a planned departure from Moscow Airport with files in her purse. Russia's federal directorate drug control has the American athlete listed as a suspect in large-scale drug smuggling. Afghanistan and Turkey are major centers of fish oil production for the illegal Russian market. If the same sort of smuggling was done in Singapore, she would now be on the receiving end of an old-fashioned Irish woman, because black lives do not matter inside a British-style prison yard. Indeed, the hard-driving describer needs a dose of reality for the waistline gap. Not a credible defense. Why is the Biden administration trying to intervene for the release of fake media behind bars in faraway Russia? Does the U.S. Constitution obligate the White House to bail trannies of color out of every jail around the world? The man called Brittany Griner is hardly a patriot, being a vocal supporter of Black Lives Matter while Minneapolis was set afire by arson. Brittany has repeatedly walked off the ball court in public protest of the quote, racist star assembly panel. It's your symptom of a chronic deficit of vitamin A as the America that is patriotism. Now, when you get into trouble abroad, the big 60 begs for help from the White House to save his ass from a drug charge. Russia is hardly cotton-picking Lynch Creek, Antebellum, Alabama, not when Russian oligarch Iskander Makhmudov has paid Griner millions of dollars to play basketball in the EuroLeague on an annual contract 4 times higher than the $200,000 she earned with the East Mercury WNBA squad. As a celebrity forward for 3 basketball teams in Arizona, Russia, and China, Griner earned $1 million a year and therefore well afford to hire a lawyer in Moscow, a major world capital where there are offices of international law firms, competent translators, and lobbyists. Why should U.S. taxpayers who are being mercilessly across the board by rising prices due to Biden's policy war against Russian interests in Ukraine, now have to pick up the bill for the State Department to, quote, save Britain, which is an odd name for a man who weighs meeting the FBI should be cooperating with the Russian FSB to investigate how an obviously male athlete has been allowed by the coaches and sports doctor with the Phoenix Mercury to pose as a woman to gain substantial contracts with championship teams in three nations. Speaking of fans, instead of getting embroiled over the gangster Haven Dunk Ukraine, Washington and Moscow should be joining forces to fight the globalized mafia. Wherever cartels and syndicates are operating against legitimate national interests. Indeed, doesn't the Biden White House have more pressing issues to pursue, like drastically lowering the price of gasoline, heating fuel, eggs, baby formula, and toilet paper, which are driving average American families in bankruptcy? Frankly speaking, at this point, that perpetrator of criminal deception and sport does not matter, other than to a Moscow judge and Siberian prison warden. Now here's the capital. What was PC doing in Russia? Playing D-ball, of course, for the UMMC Ekaterinburg champions of the Women's Basketball Federation in Russia and Europe. The team is owned by the Urals Mining and Mineralogical Company, controlled by the Islamic Uzbek billionaire Mahmoud Dar. While Americans are paying billions to ship weapons and mercenaries to Ukraine, Britain was talking free throws for the Russian military complex. Ekaterinburg, formerly known as Smirnovs, is the major research and production center for Russian weaponry. The UMMC owns and operates the Ekaterinburg Military Museum, a tribute to the Russian military industrial complex for its service to the Soviet led army and the present Russian Armed Forces. The UMMC cash makes Grindr a poster girl for Russian weapons sales, for instance, to Africa and Caribbean. So, if you, Mr. Biden, are really curious about getting the release of this multi-offense criminal in order to please those Black Lives Matter activists who torched downtown Minneapolis, just call it quits on arms shipment and financial aid to Ukraine so that the Kremlin cuts Whitney from slack. Throw in the towel and raise the red flag and kneel, because that's all you've got left to do after your Bosch-born adventure by the Black Sea. You earn zero base, by your fast dwindling support base holding breath awaiting the impeachment, while your opponents are piling on the slam dunks. Nearly 7 feet tall. Since her free trial detainment for a half year in a Moscow jail, a strange transformation has been happening to this Britney, who's been morphing into a macho man named Mr. Grindr. But hey, bro, this is really a pre-op biological male right down to his bouncy balls during warm-up, meaning this fake female is in serious violation of ethics and contract law proposing as one of the gentler sex in the Women's National Basketball Association, USA. His reversion to confinement to full-on mandom due to a lack of estrogen injection is highlighted now by mustache stubble, a receding hairline, flat chest, hollow cheeks, and those sunken eyes, just like your ordinary gangster rapper in a prison. kindness of his Russian host has permitted him to wear eyeshadow and glossy makeup during his first court appearance this past week. Reiner now looks like the zombie Christian he actually is, even uglier than Dennis Boston in drag. Who looks like a lady, the highest paid player in U.S. Women's National Basketball Association, will soon be facing censure by shop fans for hiding the fact that she is who, when the fact that his male birth identity are at last outed by his thus far silent and stolen family. USA Olympic movement will have to suffer the ultimate disgrace of forfeiting gold medals for men's basketball at the Rio and Tokyo Olympiads on grounds of Reiner's sexual deceit. So reminiscent of that era, TF, big female East German shot putter, America's lost in the game of gold for Serbia at Rio 2000, and France, Tokyo 2020 delayed play. This fallout out of nowhere from President Biden's anti-Russian tirade is just starting because the White House has run out of leverage worldwide, as shown in his plot in Saudi Arabia. Don't you get it, Joe, about bird migration? Everything that has to do with Ukraine goes south, including your president. It's your next Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Reiner's only feasible aid for his mercy in the election is the arrival to Moscow of a social pariah like Bill Richardson, former energy secretary and UN ambassador for the Clinton administration, also happens to be a crony of that pimp, the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who did not die in prison. Obviously, a message bearer for Biden, the cartel Democrat Richardson is there to propose a not-so-secret deal, a prisoner trade of Victor Bout, the OPT, in exchange for Reiner's release. That's tempting for Moscow, since Bout was the greatest all-time global arms dealer, whereas Britain is the leading store in women's basketball. That's like trading hot barbecue ribs for steel peanuts. The proposed deal is so lopsided, it makes one wonder whether Reiner was on some sort of clandestine mission for the CIA or Tony Fauci, like spreading COVID or AIDS or a bad case of acne at WND. Don't touch that loose basketball before it's just contaminating it with a diaper virus. So, Biden's NSA needs to send that arms dealer back to the Russians so that Bout, with this Ukrainian connection, being one himself, can sniff out where all the American weapons bound for Kiev have disappeared too. In all likelihood, by that mafia truck, Zelensky, in exchange for billions in cash and blood diamonds from Iran, Venezuela, the Houthi, African despots, and remnants of the Syrian caliphate. Victor Bout is the only individual with the underworld connections to recover the misappropriated U.S. arsenal and thereby avert America's embassies and military bases abroad from being bombed and rocketed with our own weapons by jihadists, vengeful dictators, and the Black Lives Matter chapter in Nigeria. Oh, and next September 1, that on the return flight, Richardson tries to pick up where Epstein left off at those modeling agencies in Paris and Budapest to hire, quote, rising star for an upcoming Netflix series. WNBA should be censured by the Olympic movement for its dismal complicity in three. Hormone tests can be evaded through long-term low doses aspirin therapy. The five-month x-rays of the non-existent uterine region done to detect the lack of ovaries and bone structure inconsistent with women's hips. But this partial marital history with Lori Johnson that ended in fatherhood of twins, his gonads and penis were intact throughout his marriage with Lori Johnson, a female power forward with the culture shock, now the Dallas Wings, and now the Atlanta Dream. DNA tests on his pair of daughters should be powered order to expose that both led to the marriage, which was actually on the holy matrimony of a tranny man and a misguided woman. On the bright side, the Bryant twins might just not turn out to be the superstars of women's basketball in the future, similar to how the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, dominated pro tennis, although without the overbearing father, played by Will Smith in the role of Richard. The Academy Award punch at Chris Rock proves that Dr. MLT's vision for Black Americans has been wrecked by pride, greed, lies, deception, and in many instances by criminal motive. After a nasty divorce and denial of his fatherhood, Reiner may have opted for surgical castration and a transsexual vaginal operation, which in itself does not stand as medical proof of womanhood earlier at the time of the joining the murder. Therefore, if x-rays show the absence of a wall and ovarian tubes, both Britney has to pay back the Phoenix franchise, which will well be followed by a district court to return all ticket income to the product fans. Frankly, more sensible for the owner to sell off the franchise and transfer liability to a wealthier new management. The Jewish team owner, Robert Sarver, is known for a revolving door of employees in the front office, colorful language, aka swearing, and passing around XL5 condoms at his staff meeting. Indeed, a man who could appreciate Reiner's slam. Other casualties of this emerging D-ball scandal include, of course, the complicit Phoenix Scottsdale feminist sorority, which favored blessing to the secretly hetero Griner Johnson lesbian nuptial. Not a peep was heard about his demand for her to abort those two embryos to feed with his sperm. Another loser in this scandal is Black Lives Matter, which was avidly supported by Reiner and Johnson to the point of walking out during the national anthem. Indicative of the psychological disorder, premature dementia, Reiner had the temerity to accuse his wife of dating another man. The spousal battery was solely intended to protect his con game, a gender deception that went ignored to the thin frenzy and the leaked fear of ordering an over medical investigation of the meat top rank play. There are probably many other biological men in the WNBA that feel like bumps in the rug going after the money thanks to corrupt coaches, team doctors, and crooked owners. The WNBA games are overrun by young punks with tattoos, shaven heads, and bleeding jerseys like their idol, Dennis Rodman. Sure, some of these subject players could be female, overdosing on testosterone injections, but there are dozens who look to kids from urban schools, outdoor and ball courts, the pajama boy type that Barack Obama liked overnight at the White House. A thorough investigation of the entire WNBA is needed by respected gynecologists who flush out the fake sounds from the female. this scandal goes to show that any physical advantage sports men are nowhere close to being on par with the male counterpart. And that cannot be changed by feminist propaganda. Biological difference is a fact of nature, not a matter of choice. A real life barrier that enforces heterosexuality by natural law. There are limits to human will which should be respected and accepted. Don't try to do what you're not or end up cursing God, nature, and fate, which drowns you in the Bermuda Triangle of hopelessness. Feminist extremism is thereby a dead end. As for resorting to chemicals to change one's birth sex, that is a cop-out and admission of defeat. Out-of-control pharmaceutical industry and so-called quote, sports medicine are quick to prescribe patient transformation, but the monstrous lifts are eventually unbearable, which is why Bruce Jenner is now shying away from camera. If you take a surefire medication to change yourself, it's your own choice, and you must live with the consequences. Dear Mr. Other Olympic sports also need to improve their medical conception procedure to eliminate sexual deception in this era of multi-billion dollar contracts. For instance, how many female goalies are actually male soccer players? There's certainly one loud-mouth egomaniac with unladylike conduct on and off the pitch in soccer. Sexual deception goes way beyond sports, entertainment, media, the press, public relations, lobbying, and charity. The proliferation of transsexuals as a fad arising from ever more sophisticated surgeries has created hordes of fake women with a self-serving attitude, expensive taste, and a criminal mindset. The number of violent altercations between training and unsuspecting male lovers is soaring. And on the other side of the field, lesbian, women, gay, transsexual, of both genders, goes unreported other than on the missing person's list when a body is found floating down a river. Another indicator of Reiner's criminal behavior has been the non-appearance of his parents and older brother in his defense, raising the question of whether the family interest could get due to the basketball player lucrative sport. Scholarship, huge annual salary from the season of Mercury, and an off-season international career with women's basketball teams from China and Russia, along with the modeling contract for Nike as its first book lesbian star, and an award from McDonald's, either Duke or Seattle. All of these accomplished organizations and institutions now must face up to their role in public discussion of betting financial fraud now that, quote, their girl is in a Russian jail on a drug charge. Father, the clues to Reiner's posturing of the woman were obvious to all but the self-minded narcissist feminists of Phoenix, a region renowned for being. First, Scottsdale, Beach, and Lesbo Dale Hayden. His first marriage was with fellow WNBA Berkeley player Lori Johnson, which, according to the timeline of mutual rancor, was prompted by her pregnancy and its strategy to pressure her to get an abortion. A month after the nuptial, Phoenix police responded to a brutal fist fight between the two in their suburban home. A month later, in May 2015, the WNBA suspended Reiner and Johnson for 7 days, each after Reiner pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct charges, a slap on the wrist for a level sports title. Both were also required to complete 26 weeks of domestic violence counseling. The marital dispute was due to Johnson's pregnancy with twins, fathered not by some unnamed male interloper, a.k.a. in reality, KC is a Griner himself, generous on the day after the announcement of pregnancy, the big lady with Texas on the attack filed for an element, citing the rest, which was denied in the court of law. Johnson's first twin girl in October supposedly quote 16 weeks to a month. Sure. What a fraud when the cover up began months earlier, soon after the pregnancy. The deceitful couple divorced the following June, obviously with the ex-wife paid generously for media spouse. Reiner's next lesbian marriage occurred 2 years later. Fisher Age was absurdly transparent, yet neither the Phoenix Mercury nor ESPN dared report of the obvious fact of Reiner's sexual fraud in blatant violation of fan trust, and by the way, his rules. An official inquiry is long overdue with firing and criminal penalties for all coaches and league officials who participated in the Reiner's Tito female cover-up. It would not be surprising that after fathering the girl, Reiner offered the chemical castration to evade WNBA league investigation. But that surgical procedure cannot generate a uterine and ovarian tumor. Reiner, under the Rastafarian dreadlocks, has had a sluggish influence over women's basketball, a.k.a. the ghetto style and seemingly dominated by shaven-headed lesbo-type unisex gangster aesthetic. On the b-ball court in the locker room, there's no visible difference between girls and boys, which makes it all easier for young men to pass as men. Many of these players have swollen throats, artificially inflated by injected fat and silicone honey to hide the Adam's apple. The National Female League desperately needs reforms that suck out and move guys into the box. The place of male coaches with women leadership push for racial balance is B-ball should not aspire to be a black ballet group and find more appropriate women's health-oriented sponsors than cholesterol-enriched fast food purveyors like Wendy's. I realize this sounds like etiquette lessons from the 18th century, but the league needs to be changed to the USA Baby Basketball Association, with proper training in the drug-free lifestyle, manner, dress code, monogamy, and charitable activities. This is a respectable society, not a rumble in the jungles of the Congo. SB's only appeals from Moscow. An even greater discredit for Reiner is that the loathsome thief, Bill Richardson, a crony of Bill Clinton and partner in crime with the elite pimp, Jeffrey Epstein, has flown to Moscow on a mission to target for that baker's release. Epstein was a pioneer in tipping transvestites and transsexuals and healthy patrons of his elite prostitution operation, which provided rich patrons with after-hours incentives at late-night parties after referring to the fashion show. A nearly 7-foot-tall transvestite is, of course, a pervert veteran, and at the time of that Epstein's demon, Reiner would have still been in his plans, a rising star off court at Mixos and School Party. Being Arizona as well within driving distance of Epstein's Sorrow Ranch, just north of Santa Fe, New Mexico, where Richardson was governor. The Richardson Epstein Clinton influence is the last thing that gradually westernizing Russia needs at this moment of national identity. Right. Brittany Griner in Russia is a throwback to the 19th century popularity of Alexander Pushkin, the half-African novelist with social butterflies, a mandingo in a Russian society fascinated with Orientalism and primitivism. The obsession with God's fulfillment was a legacy of Turkish homosexuality from a nomadic horse culture that dominated the Russian peasantry for centuries. supported by Bucharest, and among the Azov war over Ukraine. Grindr and Russia and the line in the case. A source of abuse and biological speculation, the most demeaning type of sports ambassadorship by an American citizen. The fact that he or she pretends to be a female adds to the simulation that the site of a monster scale reach. Not long ago, the United States has the standards of cleanliness, morality, and rational behavior to a benign world. But that is no longer the case due to decadently corrupt politicians, a dead cultural establishment, and timid self-censored news media. Cultural resistance to decadence is an urgent and political combat against another PR collapse of civilized values. As for Richardson, he's a low-down scoundrel whose governorship in New Mexico turned the state into a gateway to the Mexican drug cartel. For example, by transforming the small place airport in Grant County, South Dakota City, into a notorious terrorist, marijuana, opioid, transshipment center. Richardson exploited environmentalism to transform Indian reservations into shoddily managed oil fields, and strange and avoided global aquifer. The Democrat book also invited the CIA finance network to exploit the desert state for location building on the cheap. During the filming of the Indiana Jones movie, The Crystal Skull, he enabled the dynamiting of a local mountain in a fragile echo zone twice to the closing scene of the mothership. Richardson has served as Clinton's interior secretary, so we can assume blowing up mountains is part of the green activism. And then there was Governor Richardson's complicity in Jeffrey Epstein's ranch, 3,000 acres north of Santa Fe. Waste mitigation bunkers, some used for espionage and defense weapons facility, and others for transshipment of illegal DAPA children and Indian youth onto the sexual predator transport route, including the Chitty Alifantes operated network of state houses in Virginia and Delaware. So now, the rescue of Darling Brittany Griner comes Bill Richardson, a match made in Haiti that indicates some past connection between the football star and the Epstein cabal. So the prisoner swap Griner for Victor Faust is being too lopsided in terms of real power. Then the cheater Griner should be left to rot in a Russian prison and hopefully be sent to a hard labor work camp in Siberia, where he can practice his power zone by breaking blocks. Instead, there could well be an alternative to the gulag and a shame test with the WNBA, and that teaming up Griner as a hitman and working with infiltrator South to suck out and set up arms dealers, terrorist chieftains, and drug lords for a hit salt and pepper agent on their sports cover, like tennis playing Robert Colt and Phil Cosby in I Spy. Now that's a high stakes game to set up. What an article. What a lot about the woke, infamously corrupt, and evil. Well, society, social structure, world. I'll now get into the related story. The upside down, wicked, woke world. Leah Thomas, the transsexual spinner who broke all of the swimming and diving records that we talked about, has been nominated by the Ivy League College, the University of Pennsylvania, also on the water, by the way, for the NCAA Woman of the Year Award. Despite 16 of UC winning teammates' official protest appealing to Ivy League officials for permitting a single biological male compete with biological female. And of course, that straight line ethical and moral logic not working because of politically correct cultural patterns. By design, the left of lunatics have taken over the asylum to fertilize the militant Western post-world dogma currently lined up in the bloodline crossing headed for extermination in the coming weeks and months. When the billions of victims around the globe soon starve and freeze to death, all this hope is insanity, anti-Putinism insanity, and green renewable insanity will be very little. There's still another related woke story where Americans are supposed to pretend a guy doesn't really have a dick or was never born biologically male because he claims the magic word identifying as a female. And the let's pretend world goes along with this sick perversion, militantly enforced by the lunatic left, temporarily placed in charge of the generated left, insane asylum by the satanic bloodline. Overlord, out to destroy human kind's sense of morality and ethics, fast crumbling and controlled demolition. Yet another shameful and pathetic example of today's headline is mad woke disease comes after the New Jersey prison system, following woke orders from above, placed a transsexual actual male, murderer, in a woman's prison, where he proceeded to knock up his fellow inmates. And if in fact he's up for parole in 2037, who will be the 5PC father of two then 15-year-old pastor children. Imposter indeed Joe Biden during the July 3rd State of the Nation speech. 3 days after the abortion reversal, he referred to a 10-year-old pregnant Ohio girl having to seek an abortion in the neighboring state of Indiana. It turns out that the journalist responsible for writing the newspaper article used only one source, a Dr. Caitlin Bernard, who is alleged to have performed the legal abortion in Indiana. That indeed, Dr. Bernard's first instinct was to alert the worldwide press. Plus, despite his little to no effort to professionally fact-check to confirm the story factual truth to another source, the veracity left solely on Dr. Bernard's word. Out of the now thousands of articles in private speech referencing the allegedly raped 10-year-old abortion, not one article even mentions any criminal investigation of a 10-year-old being raped, zero involvement by law enforcement, nor the location of the counter city where it allegedly occurred. The story was apparently unethically misused to gain sensationalized political points for the leftist abortion cause, despite an Ohio legal mandate that requires the Ohio doctor who allegedly contacted Indiana abortionist Dr. Bernard about the late 10-year-old victim, again, no record of any investigation even exists either in the Ohio Department of Family Services system or with any police agency in the state. The timing in the wake of the Supreme Court decision is highly suspect, meaning the left's pro-abortion narrative agenda will foment yet more drama, fear, and division in America. The fact that within a day or so, the story was convincingly splashed in headlines worldwide is also suspect. The day after it was originally posted in the Easy Star on July 1st, within 24 hours, such news magazines as Newsweek and Mother Jones were publishing their own hot-off-the-press version of the story. Immediately, the corporate left worldwide opportunistically recognized this unsubstantiated story to ambush the public and North Dakota governor, Kristi Noem, on an actively televised TV interview to elicit her defensive explanation over such a politically guitar shopping can ever fully confirm the story. The sole source of Morrison's popular R&R, whose bread and butter largely depends on abortion cases, and the anti-Trump activist whose name wound up with anti-life rights by none other than the New York Times 2020. Protected and armed by a client confidentiality with absolutely no freedom of information request that is even possible to determine whether or not the story was made up by the Dr. Bernard or not. Yet corporate left media knowingly violated the standard journalism ethics practice and protocol always published before publishing, gained at least a second source back in the claim. But instead, mainstream media unethically ran full tilt, squirming like sharks with this story purely for political purposes, and in the face of the Supreme Court decision, ramping up patients to the abortion fanatic only to be seized for further exploitation by the known pathological liar, Joe Biden. With the Mockingbird, Bezos owns Washington Post, leading the charge in headline reading. So, forced birth advocates show how barbaric their position is. Yet, where are all the journalists and social justice warriors demanding that the alleged rapist of the 10-year-old be brought to justice? Yet, not a single one of them was heard, demanding that Ohio lawmakers identify the criminal lack of ensure full prosecution. Yet again, not a piece has been heard so far. Related to the lack of media ethics covered in the above story is the recent Gallup poll results showing that Americans' confidence in both newspaper media and television media stand at all time low. A drop of 5% each news medium from the year before saw confidence in newspapers drop to just 16% and TV news to just 11%. The pandemic overreach with exposed lives of death jabs are both safe and effective, resulting in credibility and public trust plummeting to a new low across the board, not just corporate media, but all public health agencies and governments in general, all outed as unprosecuted criminal co-conspirators with Big Pharma committing the worst crime for human history. Never will global citizens place their blind trust in institutions proven guilty of perpetrating human genocide. In keeping with this week's theme of the woke left brain approach to virtually everything, comes this next story out of Charlestown High School in Boston, quote, sheltered English immersion program taught to its more and more 9th and 10th grade students. Under the guise of learning English, a July 19th Gateway Pundit art headline revealing that students are taught that, quote, physical violence and political assassination are a legitimate form of resisting oppression. Unquote. A quote from the article. The radical left has made its agenda crystal clear when it comes to education. If the classroom is being used to group children with Marxist sexual ideology, it is used as a breeding ground to train radical obedient activists that can be used as foot soldiers. Unquote. The homegrown insurgency dogma that the Epic Times discovered and listed straight off the Boston Teachers Union's own website appears to incite violence in the face of perceived injustice and oppression. A worksheet entitled Forms of Resistance sounds like a syllabus from the Che Guevara School of Revolutionary Guerrilla Warfare, complete with violent illustration right out of the George Floyd summer riot and a peaceful protest, actually. The photo of Nixon targeting an assassination plot there. American education subversion is featuring transsexual stories on our in your school. It's training the next young generation of leftist domestic terrorists, all by malevolent design, of course, by the elite social engineering overlords. That's an example of the pressure Trump's wall is depicted in this educational program that serves students from threats from Biden's open southern border, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, the Dominican Republic, Haiti. This is where taxpayer dollars go to finance America's broken or public education system, practicing mind control, victimization, hate, and division. Add the fact that the overwhelming majority of illegal immigrants pouring across the Biden border are single adult males, unlike so many U.S. citizens. They are never required to take the death shot. Often affiliated with criminal drug cartels, secretly flown to cities throughout America, and the picture goes for a long and for more. From the leftist east coast of Boston, Massachusetts, to the leftist west coast of Portland, Oregon, we not so merrily go in the Oakville weather. A children's summer camp in Portland is proudly offering students the opportunity to become indoctrinated apprentices in the Army of American Social Justice Warrior. According to an Epic Times July 19th article, summer camp talk dogma includes both reflecting on white supremacy and learning Black Lives Matter chants about putting killer cops in jail. This Antifa summer camp teaches and preaches anarchy to children. This camp ensures that the leftist communist brainwash of our youngest Americans doesn't fade over the summer vacation month, fall away from the radical global public education, mind pollution delivered to the U.S. schools from September. More breaking news from the woke absurdity file. Taking into our bad, upside down world, Merriam-Webster dictionary just officially went, quote, changing the definition of female to, quote, having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. And likewise, male definition is now having the gender identity that is opposite of female, providing a forever new circular of absurdity. Okay, next. I know. Amidst the long hot summer barrage of mass shooting events and non-stop efforts to strip American citizens of the Second Amendment rights, the latest event is being treated almost as a hold-on what else is new phenomenon. America has become desensitized by the never-ending onslaught of senseless, violent incidents now occurring with unprecedented high frequency. The latest occurred last Sunday, July 17th, in Indiana at the Greenwood Park Mall, where a 20-year-old gunman used a rifle to fire off 24 rounds within 16 seconds in the mall food court, killing three victims and injuring two others, prior to a legally armed 22-year-old Good Samaritan named Elisha Pickens killing the alleged gunman. Had not a legally gun-carrying hero not been there to stop this crime within 15 seconds after it started, this tragedy would have been far bloodier as the gunman carried two extra loaded magazines full of bullets into the mall with his automatic weapon. Thus, this incident actually supports Second Amendment rights to bear arms since it clearly saved many lives. alive. Thus, this incident actually supports the Second Amendment, right? To bear arms is to clearly save many lives, I repeat. Sadly, because it's become so commonplace in America and no doubt due to free fatality here versus money, but an incident in the recent past, details of this particular mass shooting event have hardly even been forthcoming, perhaps because of the skills of the gun control narrative. Because legal gun ownership in this case actually saved lives, thus refuting the false narrative propagated by corporate mainstream media, this story is apparently receiving less coverage. Another violent crime was averted at a Missouri convenience store this week also when a law-abiding gun owner stopped the robbery in progress being committed by a knife-wielding suspect on a crime spree. And, quote, yet another example of a good guy with a gun becoming a hero when called upon.
Ask me, hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie? I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. Holidays.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
The original machine had a base plate of pre-famulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type, placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
All right. Welcome back to the second hour. I'm just going to keep going with four stories. Floyd, a whole bunch of issues. Biden. On Wednesday, July 20th, 2 days ago, Congress compared Joe Biden, they have let it inadvertently slip out that he has cancer. Quote, that's why I and those damn many other people I grew up with have cancer. It resulted in a trending shitstorm on the internet while Biden was making another global warming quote, trying to justify starving and freezing Americans this winter in the midst of the COVID agenda. Biden was blaming the oil refineries for this and so many others in his home state, Delaware, contracting cancer, claiming it is the highest cancer rate state in America. But the real number one owner of Delaware, causing so much cancer, has long been the DuPont bloodline chemical giant. Biden, I have cancer, might just be another slip of the out tongue needs to be without pasture. As always, the White House immediately corrected him, claiming that Biden referring to a non-melanoma skin cancer treatment prior to becoming president in November 2020. And then, this OPAR could ultimately be the DNC's state-saving strategy as an excuse used to remove the Biden clown show from power. Lawrence Flores of Backroom Steelmaking Biden has a quote, dead man go, walking on the 24th. The very first day after Biden left the White House last week on the humiliating trip to the Middle East, the withdrawal would take Saudi countries to elevate up to more oil. Who suddenly shows up at the White House the very next day, Joe Biden? Delivering sleep bag, California Governor Gavin Newsom. That's it's more than obvious Democrats are practicing searching bottom of the barrel everyone knows the concept of the self is mind or body. It can't go on any longer. He needs to resign. Then, in a congressional hearing on Tuesday, July 19th, Biden's transportation secretary and 2019 straw group young leader, Pete Buttigieg, was grilled into the law by Republican Congressman from Texas, Troy Bell, following the word-for-word transfer of their rather talented exchange. Bell, please describe Americans in one word. What would that be if you could describe America in one single word? Buttigieg, for me, I guess home. Now, fair enough, fair enough. Well, just a few weeks ago, this is how President Biden described America in one word. Could you please tell me what that word means? It's this one right here. Well, called up and pointed to 35-letter unintelligible gibberish printed on a big sign for all the world to see. The stunning utterance coming from the key outlets of Joe Biden for all the world. But again, I'm not in the habit of trying to meet transcriptions. Well, I bring this up to you because you yourself question Donald Trump's mental state of mind in September of 2019 when you stated to CNN, I quote, our presidency is not in good shape, and our country is not in good shape. And Mr. Secretary, I cannot agree with you more. I'm going to repeat what your quote is. Our president is not in good shape, and our country is not in good shape. Inflation is at 9.1%. Gas prices are through the roof. Our adversary exploiting our weaknesses across the globe, and our southern border is non-existent. This administration puts the American people last. The left and the dishonest media, which in my humble opinion is the greatest threat to this country. That dishonest media began questioning President Trump's mental state back in February of 2017, a month into his presidency. Now has President Biden in office for 18 months. And just recently, he announced he released the media questioning President Biden's mental state. And for good reason, sadly, he shakes hands with adults and imaginary people. He calls off questions. Even at the White House Easter celebration, the Easter Bunny had to die from that. Two cards that say sit here or end of speech, which you actually take. That is different. So my question to you is, sir, have you spoken with any other cabinet members about implementing the 26th Amendment on President Biden? First of all, I'm glad to have a president who can ride a bike. I look beyond the insulting nature of my question. Now, have you spoken to any other cabinet members about implementing the 26th Amendment on President Biden? We begin, of course not. Now, have you emailed any members of the executive branch about the president's health and cognitive decline, including text messages from your private phone? No reply this time, sir. Schwab lacked the scrutiny. This is a pathetic, direct consequence of a stolen election. Next news item. From the Justice Department, after Attorney General in Missouri, Eric Schmidt, Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landis filed a lawsuit back in the day charging Joe Biden and his administration staff, Dr. Fauci, Vivek Murthy, Nina Jankowicz, Jen Psaki, and Therese Jean Pierre, with criminally colluding with the social media giant to suppress and obstruct vital information about COVID, labeled misinformation. But the direct result is called serious, if not legal, harm to millions of American citizens. These subpoena-served defendants all have a month to respond, and answer said allegations. The subpoenas request all communication between them and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. This case is potentially very significant. Next news item. Another legal matter involving the Biden family, of course, involves drug addicted pedophiles from Hunter Biden. And now, 4 years federal investigation into the business disorder of Hunter Biden have reportedly reached what CNN is calling, quote, a critical juncture. The investigation now indicates prosecutors have narrowed their focus to tackling numbers of the charges of Hunter involving the IRS and FBI. There exists a DOJ policy not to file lawsuits that might have potential impact on the outcome of a federal election at least 2 months prior to November election day. President McNeil in 2018 when two federal cases were filed during the preceding summer more than 2 months ahead of the midterm election. Thus, filing either July or August still meets the policy pathway if it's more than 2 months prior to this year's election. Despite Hunter's clear criminality involved, citing legal precedent and the DOJ policy not a factor, the charges are filed against Hunter in July or August. It's a 100% certainty Joe Biden is waiting until Los Angeles Justice Department if he will not file charges this summer against the imposter president's criminal son, leading it up to a highly probable Republican majority after the November midterm to finally go after unprosecuted criminal Hunter Biden. From a New York Post op-ed earlier this month by GOP House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Representative Jim Jordan, and Representative James Comer, quote, contrary to Joe Biden's statement that he never spoke to Hunter about his foreign business dealings, Associates state that he was fully aware of his family's business dealings and influence. There is evidence of a direct sum of money set aside for the big guy, who witnesses have identified as Joe Biden from national foreign national. This raises significant questions about our national security and the role foreign nationals were allowed to play when he was vice president. We have uncovered some answers, but many questions remain. In November, the American people will decide that it is accepting old weapons in the future allowed to go by polluting media, including who is making policy decisions for the country and for whose interests. The Republican majority will be committed to uncovering the facts. The Democrats, Big Tech, and the legacy media have expressed. Another big item. Earlier this week, on the Biden Democrat Build Back Better Climate Change Trojan Horse Bill. Under growing pressure from the party Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Joe Manchin adamantly opposed supporting any bill on energy or climate change. Once again, scholars of the elite Build Back Better, aka Agenda 2030, in response to the Senate bust signal energy by Senator Manchin, aside from announcing he has canceled Wednesday at Brayton Point Power Station, the former coal-fired power plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, Joe Biden dictated that he'll be using his dictatorial executive order power to push through puppet-master engineer-based climate emergency agenda. In the words of the Biden teleprompter that he has been such trouble carrying, quote, I come here today with the message that as president, I have a responsibility to act with urgency and resolve when our nation faces fear of invasion. That's what climate change is about. It is literally not figuratively a clear and present danger. The health of our citizens and our communities is literally at stake. Yet, when it comes to mandating the COVID death jab for millions across America, suddenly, quote, the health of our citizens and our communities is literally, quote, thrown out the window. How convenient for this genocidal emergency process, just like back in the late 1960s, when the Rockefeller bloodline of a globalist conspired to target human beings and their carbon footprint as their next designated enemy. Manufacturing global alarmism to speed up full face never-ending lies of climate change and overpopulation, which of course has given rise to today's genocide and depopulation of the human race. Since the pandemic treaty failed to pass in late May, handing over all national sovereignty to the Schwab UN emergency power of the WHO's one world government, the climate change are simply doing an end around now to despotically enforce Biden's executive order under quote climate emergency offices. If the elite go through weapons designed to spill off the air, where the COVID is given, along with more COVID lockdowns coming soon, this twin ticket hope for partners being currently crammed down our throats by Biden and globalist masters is climate change and more big pandemic kill shot. They even got buffed with the people are face often to peacefully changing weather map temperatures that used to customarily be marked in yellow, now all in red. Brainwashing the masses is subliminally climate change alarmism as the pathway to climate change lockdown. This is yet one more sneaky double spot that follows using a predictive programming to usher in the climate change lockdown by consistently pushing this green agenda law that to further depopulate the planet. Of course, Joe Biden has longer changed the reputation of the pathological liar for the worst psychopathic disorder. For instance, among the billions of lies told over the years, on May 27th, he was caught lying to deliver graduation. Then he took the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland. Biden falsely boasted, I was appointed to the staff in 1965 by a senator who I was running against in 1972. Both Biden claimed he could receive an acceptance letter in 1965 from his then Delaware Senator J.K. Bob. The fact remains, according to his own biography, he graduated in 1965 from the University of Delaware. Since none of the U.S. service academies offer graduate degrees, plus no record of Biden's appointment to an applicant exists anywhere, from either Senator Bob or any other politician. This certifiable type of past mental defect was chosen as the least best public choice for only one reason: to take down America precisely because we always keep the strength while spreading non-stop lies for the blind to fall. Next news item. Regarding the total of 268,000 servicemen, that's over a quarter million servicemen and women in the U.S. military that are only partially vaccinated, their time to boost for help is fast. Out. The public in charge is ready to unload the 27.5% of personnel in the U.S. Army that 252,000 soldiers forced out of the American Army for refusing to get a second or third or fourth shot. Where this is headed, all too obvious. Biden and Lloyd Austin are following their master's order to render the United States indefensible to foreign enemies. China and Russia are already making inroads into the Western Hemisphere. Russian troops entering in November Nicaragua by invitation. Just as the U.S. and NATO are ill-equipped to handle war against Russia in Europe and or China over Taiwan, a very stark grim reality is not going to change on America. Over 500 members of our armed forces are suing Biden for forcing a death threat, not even a food drug, by the federal drug enforcement. The order was that they submit to quote the FDA approved vaccine. They will see the military draft reinstated and of course millions of bugs across the border are available. No doubt, part of the Biden plan. We called upon to fire weapons against U.S. citizens. No doubt, illegal aliens in U.S. uniforms will be allowed. Next quarter comes under the state office trial as well. Lefty communist congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar were escorted away by Capitol Police from the Supreme Court building pro-abortion protesters. Each drama queen pretending to be a handcuff as martyr victim right to the center to see their head. The reflection of America's current breakdown of civil the number of U.S. homicides in 2019, the final year prior to the destructive state pandemic, was 14,292. In 2020, that number jumped by 35% to 19,250 murder victims. While lawlessness appears to be rising in all law enforcement capacity to solve it has been drastically cut from 83% solved in 1965 to only about half now. The chances of getting caught and punished for murder become less than one. It opens the floodgates where little to no deterrent means violent criminals are increasingly comfortable knowing that the world of life is murdered. America's literally falling apart with the culture and nation concentrated shown by all Luciferian Baptist orders. Next Messiah. The divine control is built with engineered destruction and war, economic and political breakdown. Control demolition of our once constitutional republic along with the entire Western civilization. Even the U.S. public broadcast PDF is now conditioned America to accept that the lower standard of living is coming. Trying to sell on blood to stay alive. CBS has clearly joined our genocidal enemies. Our conventional diet source of protein, meat, chicken, pork, sometimes fish, will no longer be our main food staple within the very near future. Per Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, and now CBS. As the new normal is attempting to manipulate our dietary habits to include insects as our only affordable new primary source of protein. The Trump of all's rigid green agenda will force far poorer Americans unable to afford real meat in the future to take what we can get in the elite staff. Through forced mass starvation. If neither people passively comply with the sick, satanic, authoritarian agenda, this grim reality will soon be our daily dystopian from nightmare come true. In today's mortgage rate soaring at the fastest pace on record, decade high, sending U.S. housing affordability to the lowest in history. Only a handful of 1% can afford the American dream now. The housing crash as part of the global economy's collapse is coming at any time. The parasitic vulture Blackstone, as the largest U.S. residential and commercial landlord already, is frothing at the mouth to devour the low-priced housing market into a monopoly of feudalism. Blackstone is in the final stage of placing a new real estate fund that will set the record as the biggest property owner value in the United States. Just as Klaus Schwab promised, the people surviving the genocide will own nothing because each of the sudden will have happily stolen everything. And now for another news item. Final Republic this change this step. War criminal traitor, former D.C., Dick Cheney's daughter from the most red state of all, Wyoming, based on the state's highest voting Republican in the 2020 presidential election, will be losing her congressional seat to her primary opponent, backed by Trump, as of August 15th, as she currently once again reiterated that the adjacent to this job will not be recommending criminal charges against Trump or anyone else, as that would violate parameters of the committee's purpose. He simply presents facts of what happened that day and leaves it up to the Department of Justice to file or not file criminal charges as it should. Another news item, this is international news. Chinese tanks are in the street protecting banks initially believed in Vietnam fraud, since they have been disputed and are going to be shut down fraud, probably in both, depicting angry bank customers in China city protesting, demanding their money withdrawal from their frozen, apparently stolen bank accounts. So there's an attempted run on the bank in China. Like so many nations today on the brink of financial disaster, China's economy is not nearly as strong as emerging world powers would otherwise have us all believe. The more brutal lockdowns occurring in regions like Shanghai, where public protests are on the rise in China, despite the harsh and solitary communist Chinese party that controls government. Last year, the biggest real estate giant ever ran, going belly up, was the first of many ways showing signs of severe cracking, stress, and strain in the China economy. Another interesting international point. Also last month, South Korea joined its arch rival, neighbor North Korea, that in 2012 sent its first rocket to the space years ago, along with its elite group of other nations that have previously been successful at launching nuclear rockets into space. In South Korea's case, delivering a payload of small satellites. Other nations whose time is ending in order are Iran in 2009, Russia in 1992, and Ukraine in 1995, extending to the Soviet Union space program that began in 1956 as the first to break the space barrier a year ahead of America. Other countries include Israel in 1958, India in 1980, and Japan and China both in 1970. The 1965 launch of a rocket to France and 1971 to the United Kingdom were later subsumed in 1979 into the European Space Agency. Okay, now I will move into some words about incursion that Russia is now executing in Ukraine, the latest development. Our foreign military intel pundit, Colonel Pat Lane, proclaimed on July 18th that Russia is losing these crimes. What was to be a swift decapitation of the government in Kiev failed. The Russian army is taking the worst territories of the clumsy, violent, and cruel Red Army to life. Where is the brilliant and competent Russian armed forces that saved Syria from imminent defeat at the hands of the jihadists? Do they really think inflicting widespread and deliberate cruelty is going to win the war in Ukraine? Marvell Tunnel entire past night. The Army did not touch it. The Mockingbird media propagandist personified by Jeff Bezos, the mainstay of the Washington Post, journalist David Ignatius, echoed the actually believe that the Russian army is entrenched in a quagmire and war of attrition headed towards inevitable defeat at the hands of the United States, usually armed and ready to do so. This is a disastrous Washington Post article. On the matter of a line of business, Putin's dream is remaking global order seems to crumble after his plan for a quick decapitation of Zelensky's regime fails. Rather than shadowing NATO, Putin has galvanized it, drawing Sweden and Finland into the path and putting new pressure on Russia's northern flank. Nothing should be further from the truth. But then, that's what makes the media get paid so well to do. In the lie. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Minister's spokesman, General Thomas Shunfall, methodically continues reporting the far more accurate policy that over 300 Ukrainian troops are being eliminated out of including the final portion of Kiev's military, completely out of northwestern Donbass corner. Between the high precision Russian aerospace forces and non-stop Russian artillery bombardments, each passing deep more Ukraine territory is being permanently ceded to Russia as the clear-cut victor in this special military operation, successfully denazifying and demilitarizing Ukraine. The West's criminal cabal mafia, controlled by the bloodline central banking cartel, has placed all its marbles in Ukraine, but peddled blackmailing globalists are going down, and the elites are panicking, accelerating everything with fake pandemic and fake climate change. According to Russian ally Chechnya President Mamzad Kadyrov, they are developing a plan to demilitarize NATO. The Chechnyan leader, along with Putin, are developing a plan to demilitarize, I say again, NATO, not just Ukraine. This is directed from the Kadyrov. Quote, after the capture of Kiev, that is over. Now you understand why the bloodline overlords and their puppets are in a state of panic, growing more paranoid ways to ignite before World War III, as the evil cabal's final stand, since they know they're going down. But the all-important question is, will they take all of humanity and life on Earth with them? Another related story. Meanwhile, Energy Star Germany's Defense Minister, Christine Lambrecht, stated on Tuesday, we are unable to send many weapons from the Bundeswehr. Germany's military. This is the This is the first of a whole bunch of suicidal organizations whose weapons stockpiles are being passed to the police, compounded by self-imposed acute food shortage and fuel shortages that will be wreaking havoc in the coming colder months. Ukraine will soon be abandoned by many EU nation allies and eventually the United States, minus a significant percentage of both its residents and soldiers. It will be forced to accept Ukraine's inevitable defeat. Virtually the entire world, particularly Europe and North America, are intentionally being politically, economically, and militarily destabilized by the bloodline controller death gauge of the Western civilization. Through depopulation and even genocide species well underway, visible without the Georgia Guidestones pledge, that half a million people are far easier to enslave and control than nearly 8 million. It's over from the trend. In addition to calling Joe Biden Joe and a quote strange grandfather with dementia, former Russian president Dmitry Medvedev and close to the ally recently commented, it's not our fault that stupid European fell to American antics, and now their citizens will freeze with Britain. Soon, Ukraine will disappear from the map. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov admitted, quote, the geographical target of Russian operations in Ukraine is no longer limited to gunfire, i.e., they're going to keep going north, all the way probably to Kiev. The longer the war drags on, the less of Ukraine there will be. So, a lot right, a lot right. And if the West knows what's best, which unfortunately under the suicidal order of the internationalists who have no loyalty to the West, but only an intention to destroy the West, unfortunately, they're not going to change. Therefore, you're going to go back. That's the civilization is crumbling very rapidly at this. It's punching our hand of the global to its own control of the world. It's not control the mind and the behavior of the awakened masses that are realizing how evil the crime that the elite commit every day against them in the diet. So, I have kind of a busy quote here. From the history always repeats itself by until you learn its lessons. Until you learn a lesson, there is an excellent, very apropos talk for the day. Pull about this broadcast brought to you by one of America's greatest novelists, one of them is Ernest Hemingway. You know, the guy that was insane, his first fighting against the fascist Franco. revelation of the coming. The second war, both with the temporary prosperity, both in the permanent rule. But both are the refuge of political and economic opportunity. So, look at the elite are the political and economic opportunity that are basically waging war against humanity, destroying the Western civilization in its way. And basically, it's up to us to really know about what to hopefully the DNA offers a child, according to a 2013 Supreme Court of the United States decision, you are not human. You belong to the patent owner of whatever that forms the job went into the body of the DNA. So, you have so much at stake, and you're closing it, obviously, the elite is throwing every weapon of mass destruction at it. And they know that the truth is up. If we're learning the truth, we're learning the depth of this evil mind. Like never before in our human history, we know more than any prior time. They know we're coming after them. Therefore, self-defense really, they're lashing out and trying to kill a whole bunch of them. Often, the decision in their own soulless, whatever they are, hardly. They're soulless. They have no conscience. They're psychopaths without a conscience. Killing millions of people, taking them back to the human, a regular human with a heart and soul, to be mortified and totally depressed and traumatized that killing even one person. They, what they have a will, a sense of happiness, humiliation that can go through. And it's all about killing, it's about conquering. And they know that if they depopulate for only 7.5 billion, cut down to less than 500 million people on the earth, those people will be people. Even if they're listening, they have their underground civilization for luxury, apartments, and cities, and Mach 14 railway system underground. It's all there. And I don't have much time left. Nor does this show. So I will now say that I can. You can find all my written material on jamesfetzer.org, FETER.org. You can also find much of my even recent articles. I have one posted on the 2nd and another one on July 5th that are on global research. And then many, many hundreds of articles that get into the most important part, global research. You can find my paperback book on the Pedophilia and Empire 5-book series on Amazon. And you can also find every single chapter in all 5 books on website that was put there by my now apparently deceased friend, Robert David Steele, by medical murder protocol, killed last August 2021. the next day, he did a website where I gave him exclusive rights to all my chapters, all groups, with all my books, all 52 or so of my chapters on the Pedophilia Society. Located PedoEmpire.com.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take.